Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover. Narito pang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. Tumawag sa 03-9862-1273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover ngayon.
Ang bawat estado at teritoryo ng bansang Australia ay may sariling sistema ng edukasyon. Ayon kay Kim Paino na isang general manager ng Marketing and Engagement sa University's Admissions Center o UAC, ang bawat estado ay may University Admissions Center na siyang responsable sa pagkalkula ng Australian Tertiary Admission Rank o ATAR mula sa kabuuang marka na top 10 scoring units ng isang mag-aaral.
The key feature of the ATAR is that it's a rank. It's not a score or a mark, it's a rank. So it's a measure of how you have performed against others in your age group, and it's meant to be used only for university entry.
Sa estado ng Victoria, para eligible na makakuha ng ATAR, dapat ang mga estudyante ay makakuha ng Victorian Certificate of Education o VCE. Sa Tasmania, ang ATAR ay makukuha base sa score ng Tertiary Entrance o TE ng mag-aaral. Habang sa New South Wales, ang UAC ang magbibigay ng ATAR sa mga tapos na sa Higher School Certificate o HSC. Dagdag ni Paino, kahit may sariling kwalifikasyon at sistema ng secondary education ang bawat estado, pati sa pagkalkula ng ATAR ng kanilang estudyante, mayroon pa ding tamang pamamaraan para maaaring mailipat ang ATAR at magamit sa ibang estado at teritoryo.
If I get a 70 ATAR in New South Wales, if I want to go to university in, say, Melbourne, I can apply to Melbourne Uni and they will accept my 70 ATAR, even though it's been calculated in New South Wales, not in Victoria. So there's that interstate transferability of the ATAR, even though each state is responsible for calculating it individually.
Paliwanag pa nito, sa pagkalkula ng ATAR, isinaalang-alang ng University Admission Centers kung ano ang kinalabasan ng exam o school assessment ng mga mag-aaral sa kanilang year 11 at year 12.
Well, essentially in New South Wales, we are basically leveraging off the results that the students already have at the end of year 12. You can't just use their HSC result to come up with an ATAR because everyone's doing different subjects. So an HSC, it doesn't really give universities a sense of who has done the best, I suppose.
Ang UAC ay may ibang eligibility requirement din para makuha ang ATAR.
And in New South Wales, they have to include at least 2 units of English. In some of the other states, English is not compulsory. You're basically just taking your best 10 units. And if English is not among your best 10 units, well, then it doesn't get included. But in New South Wales, it gets included regardless of whether it's among your best units or not.
Ang inang taga-Sydney na si Nicole Lenore Jordan, ikinuwento ang pinagdaanan ng kanyang anak at mga kaibigan. Nung magtatapos na sila ng year 12, ilang taon na ang nakalipas.
For a lot of students, ATAR is about making or breaking it, getting into the course of their dreams. So I feel a lot of students take subjects that they don't necessarily want to do, like 3-unit physics or 4-unit physics and 4-unit maths, because they know they're scaled up and they'll do everything they possibly can to get their ATAR as high as possible in order to get into the course of their dreams.
Kapag pangarap na makapasok sa university ang mga secondary students, dapat ang ATAR ay nasa 70.
One of the questions that I sometimes get is, well, if it's a rank, wouldn't the middle point be 50? And it's not, because the ATAR is the representation of the entire age group rather than those that have actually gone on to complete. And the reason we do that, ATAR is transferable across the country. It's meant to be a representation of you compared to your entire age group.
Ang ATAR rank results ay nasa percentile rank na 2,000 point scale mula 99.95 pababa sa 0. At kapag nakakuha ng 80 na ATAR, nangangahulugan lang na ang mag-aaral ay nasa top 20% sa lahat ng mga estudyante sa year 12 na age group. Ayon kay Ms. Lino Jordan, nakasalukuyang tinatapos ang Master of Teaching sa University of New South Wales, ang paraan sa pagkalkula ng ATAR ay hirap maintindihan.
In terms of how the ATAR is calculated, I've asked many teachers and everyone has a vague idea, but it is very, very complicated.
Para makakuha ng ATAR, ang mga eligible na mag-aaral kailangang magparehistro online.
For Year 12s, the application is pretty straightforward because we even have their personal details because we get that from our local board of studies. So it's kind of pre-populated once they put their student number in and a PIN that we've emailed to them. Really, the only thing they have to do is fill in what courses they're applying for and pay the application fee.
Dagdag ni Nicole Lino Jordan, ang paparating na final exam nilang mga magtatapos sa high school ay grabe ang nararamdamang stress, lalo na kapag gustong makakuha ng pinakamataas na marka. Pahabol pa nito, may mga universidad din na nag-aalok ng alternatibong paraan, gaya ng early entry scheme o paglipat mula sa isang universidad o sa isang kurso hanggang sa makuha ang gustong kurso sa pagtatapos ng unang taon sa uni.
There were always back doors. So if you didn't get the mark to get into medicine, but you desperately wanted to get it, then you go and do a science degree, do really well in the science degree and transfer to medicine. Or if you didn't get into law, you could do an arts degree, do really well and transfer into the law degree. So you've got to be well researched to know the back doors to get in and not give up if you really, really want something.
Para sa karagdagang impormasyon tungkol sa ATA at kung paano ang proseso sa scaling na babagay sa isang mag-aaral, makipagtulungan sa University Admission Center sa inyong estado o kaya bisitahin ang kanilang website. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Josefa Kosanovich na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Workers Health Cover. Narito upang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. At sa Medibank, maaari nyo kaming kausapin sa inyong wika. Nagsasalita kami ng hanggang 160 wika. Narito kami para sa inyo upang maging at home kayo, kahit pagaano kayo kalayo sa inyong mahal sa buhay. Tumawag sa 03-9862-1273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Workers Health Cover ngayon.